Hi, this is Valerie Van Boeven, and I have the privilege of talking to some amazing people who are senior care experts, home care agency owners, and today was no exception. I got to talk to Beth Shalom. She is the owner of Right at Home of Central New Jersey, and I think you will enjoy her advice on what to look for in a home care agency, when you should seek help, and just to get to know her a little bit and her team and how long she's been in the business. So enjoy. This is Beth Shalom. All right. Hi, Beth. How are you?
Great, Valerie. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being here today. One of the reasons we do these interviews is because we know that there are certain home care agency owners out there who are so involved in their community. They give back all the time. I know you're one of those people because I see all the things that you're involved in the community, and it's pretty amazing. So we wanted to take a moment to interview you and talk to you about your business and just get some, I guess, more in-depth information. So why don't you start by telling us how you got started with home care and what drew you into the business?
Sure. Well, probably close to 40 years ago, I didn't know I'd be in home care, but I was volunteering in activities at the nursing home that my mother worked in when I was out of school. My education led me in this direction. I have a degree in special education, and I became a lawyer, and my intention at that time was to become a lawyer for the elderly and the disabled and the handicapped and special needs children, and I did that for quite some time, for about 12 years, and then when my children were young, as were yours, because we know each other this entire time, I decided to switch gears a little bit, put my knowledge into a business that I was passionate about, and I started Right at Home.
And that's amazing.
I knew when my grandparents ended up in a nursing home, not at the time, that it broke my heart, and I just wanted to do better for, you know, seniors that I knew and seniors in my community.
Understood. And yeah, absolutely. So you've been actually in this business, or at least helping with seniors, for a very long time, more than half your life, it sounds like.
My whole life, actually.
Yeah,
I've worked at the nursing home for 35 years, and it was just part of our existence.
So how long have you owned the actual Right at Home business, the home care business?
Believe it or not, it's 17 years already at this point.
Oh my goodness. That is, yeah. And I think 12 or 13 years is long, but you got me beat. Boy, oh boy. Yeah, 17 years. Wow. So you have really seen a lot of changes in the industry. You've seen the good, the bad, the ugly. You've seen the whole thing over 17 years. And that's a ton of amazing experience that you share. And so this is what really interests me. Tell us what makes owning and running a home care business so rewarding.
Well, on multiple levels, I know that I'm helping seniors in the community. I love meeting them. And, I meet every client that we have, even after all this time. I have a director of client care, but I still meet every client because it's important to me to meet them and to meet their families and to let them know who they're working with, and that they could reach me anytime that they need help, and that I'm giving the families peace of mind, and that I'm, you know, helping the seniors themselves receive the right care. And I know I can, I don't really sleep at night, but I know that I could sleep at night if I were able to know that I provide the right care to people and that we're doing the right thing, you know, by them every day. And on the other end of the coin, for our caregivers, I know that I'm helping people, a lot of people from different countries coming here looking for a job. I know I'm helping them and their families, and it's important to me to make sure that I keep them all working to the best of my ability.
Yep. So you're helping families on both ends, helping families who need work and helping those seniors stay in their home. That's, you know, owning a business is so rewarding, and being able to do that on both sides is really awesome. And so what advice would you give families who are struggling with senior care issues? We know there are so many of them out there. What would you tell them? What would be the first thing they should do?
The first thing is that they have to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. Self-care is hugely important so that they can help their family member, and they don't have to do it all alone. There are many resources out there. I consider myself a resource because whoever I speak to on the other end of the phone and my whole team speaks to, we all know that we're going to get that person help, whether we're the right people to help them or not. We always want to point them in the right direction for what it is that they need. So we're a resource, and there are other resources out there as well, and they should never feel alone. They can Google resources now, you know, so thank goodness for the internet, but there's local help available, whether it's at the Senior Center, Office on Aging, attorneys, financial planners, at-home physical therapy, if home care is appropriate, you know, we're here, assisted living facilities, rehab, whatever they need, there are resources, and there is the right thing for each individual. And we can help guide them. There are geriatric care managers that can help guide them, as well as attorneys. And, you know, whenever our phone rings, our goal is to point the person in the right direction.
That's awesome. So whether or not you're the right resource, you know, probably know everybody in town by now around your area, and you can point them to the right person. If it's not you guys, it's going to be somebody that you know, probably.
No, absolutely. Even friends on Facebook, people reach out to me from, you know, all different stages of my life, and I help them wherever they are in the country to at least point them in the right direction.
Yep. And that's in having somebody you can trust that you can reach out to is so important. And if you don't know anybody, you know, you've seen this interview, you know, you can call Beth and her team and they will get point you in the right direction. So when you hire caregivers, what qualities are you looking for in a caregiver?
Most importantly, compassion. Compassion and patience. You know, we could teach people skills. You know, they're, you know, most caregivers that work for us are home health aides. We do have some companions, but you could teach someone how to do something. You can't teach them to have a good heart. Mm-hmm. So we are looking, you know, for that first and foremost: dedication, honesty, integrity, flexibility with their schedules. It's wonderful when we have people working for us full time or willing to build a schedule with us so that we can maneuver schedule and keep them working. When people work for multiple companies, it's a little bit difficult to be able to maneuver their schedule because we don't have control over their other appointments in the day. So we're looking for people that want to grow with us, become part of the Right at Home family. And that is how we answer the phone, how we open the door to everyone that walks through. And we're looking for people that want to be part of our family and to grow with us.
And that is so important. And those seniors appreciate that. And those families appreciate that. You know, finding somebody with a kind heart who will be, you know, forever, you know, genuinely compassionate with that family is the really the right fit. And it sounds like you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, that's who I would want taking care of my mom. It's not, they don't have to be the perfect, most skilled, technologically savvy person in the world, but they need to be nice and caring and, you know, become a part of our family, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how we welcome everyone into our office, that we are welcoming them to become part of our family. We help them with their personal problems at times too. I've paid for cars to be towed out of towing, you know, for repairs, knowing that I need to get this caregiver to work.
Right. It takes a village, right? To care for just like it takes a village to raise your kids. It takes a village to take care of our seniors and our community. So helping one another is important. All right. Well, you have been around for a really long time. You have an amazing business all throughout Central New Jersey. How should people get a hold of you? What's the best way that people can reach out to you?
We're available 24/7 by phone. So that's the easiest. And our phone number, if I say it here, it's 732-967-0900. We are available 24/7. They can email us. We have a website that if somebody's looking to, you know, find out some more information about us, they can look us up that way. The web address is a little bit long, but it's
So I'll tell you what I'll do. Everything will be on the screen. So everybody can, you know, they'll see your phone numbers, and I'll even put your locations because I know that you serve a very large area in Central New Jersey. So we'll put all the different locations and phone numbers up there so everybody can see that and just to give you a call and talk to your team or you, whoever's there. And that's awesome.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Beth. I appreciate you giving us all of your insight and valuable information. And we will talk to you again soon. We need to do this more often because people just need to see that face and know that there's someone in their area they can trust. So thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.